Moving on to the grammar section of the textbook, we're going to go to page 207, Grammatikseite 207. So they're going to talk about verbs first. They're going to talk about the position of the verb in the sentence. And you can see that when you're making a statement, the verb is in the second position. Your first position is your subject. For example, ich heiße Michelle Morel. I is your subject, your verb is heiße, and that's in second position. Ich komme aus Frankreich. I, again, is in position one, it's your subject, and komme, your verb, is in position two. They keep going with talking about, you can sometimes have the subject in the last part of the sentence. Example number one, here's your normal sentence structure. Herr Egger arbeitet heute zu Hause. Mr. Egger works today from home. Always in position two is the verb, right? But you're, and in this example, Herr Egger is your subject, he's in position one. However, it can in German be in a different spot, depending on what it is that you want to emphasize. So the second example they have, heute arbeitet Herr Egger zu Hause. Today works Mr. Egger at home. In other words, today Mr. Egger's working at home. So we want to put a little bit extra emphasis on today. So we put that first in the sentence. Here's another example of regular sentence structure with the subject in the beginning. Wir sagen hier du. We say here informal you. In other words, if you were at a specific office and you used the formal you, Sie, and they said, oh no, wir sagen hier du. We use the du form here is what they're telling you, the informal you. But the subject though is in the beginning. However, if you want to emphasize the word here instead of we, you would switch it just like their second example. Hier sagen wir du. Here, we say you. So you've got your subject in the last part. So the subject can move around a little bit in German, but you'll get the hang of it as we go on. They've also got some W questions, and I've got these listed on the side. Wo, was, wann, wer, wie, warum, wofür, worüber, wessen, wem, wohin, and woher. Now that's a pretty exhaustive list. You've met a couple of these words already. Like I think the first, let's just say about the first four or five you've seen already in the book, but you'll eventually see the others as well. What they want to stress on page 207 is when you have a W question in a question or a W word in a question, it always comes first in the sentence, followed by the verb. For example, wie heißen Sie? Or, woher kommst du? You see that verb in the second position. They also talk about on 207 about ja und nein fragen, yes and no questions. And with yes and no questions, the verb is in the first position. Kommen Sie aus Frankreich? Or, bist du George? Literally, come you from France? Are you George? Right? But again, in German, those questions, the verb always comes first. And then we've got the imperative that they talk about. And those were the commands that you met not too long ago. Wenden Sie bitte means please turn around. Turn around you, please. Nimm bitte den Kaffee und den Tee. Take please the coffee and the tea. Now, wenden Sie is the polite way of saying to turn because it uses Sie. You won't use the imperative too much, but I just want you to know what it does look like when you see it.